to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Shout out Jan Sir Gomanaka, host of the most favorite influencer, podcaster, and presenter. And we are here today with Piano Pal. Boo, 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 boo. Guys, the energy is nice. Today we are happy. Like,
you forgot to say something.
It's a bit tough last
week. You forgot to say something.
I'm going to do it.
You forgot to say Netflix star.
Oh, yes. No, I am a Netflix star. Fully. Am I a Netflix star?
Yeah, I just want you to see that.
All right. Sure. The Netflix star. Thank you. But guys, we're coming to you live here from Les Mitchell, Shisanyama. It's beautiful. This venue is sexy. It's nice. But you guys know I'm not alone. I'm with my very emotional friends. Please introduce yourself.
What's up, Sadaz? Tachi.
I'm not sure about being emotional. What's up, SA? My feet are also here.
Yeah, guys. We're just playing games here, guys. But, no, guys, how's everyone? Is everyone good? What's on your pulse? What's been happening?
I've been good, man. I just find it hard moving around now.
Why?
Especially with Ubers. I do a lot of traveling, so I'm just really tired of Ubers. I feel like I spend a lot on Ubers.
Same.
So, you know, I've been in the process of, like, getting a car, right?
Yes.
My issue was I use a business account, right? And also, why? What's that
no,
for?
Speak.
And also, I don't have like enough credit, whatever, right? I don't have like accounts.
Why
and
don't
stuff.
You get a TFG account?
No, so I did. I opened accounts,
yes,
right? Good. But also, I'm hesitant to use them, right? I have the cards now, like towards whatever, right? So I need to start using them so that my credit score can go higher, and
that's
then
good.
Yeah, then I can get that 7.5. Cause now I'm like trying to borrow people's cars. No, and it's dude. Just, yeah, it's not really working out, bro. Sad.
No, just go to thing that you just buy something small. That's what I do. Buy something small, you just pay it off every month.
You have accounts?
Yes, I do. For your credit score.
That's dope. Mm. Yeah, so I open accounts and stuff. So I'm going to start using them.
I'm proud of you.
You're proud of me for opening
it's
accounts?
Like, no, it's a big thing. You're building up your credit score. You're doing real things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't you do like a business loan?
I don't need a loan. That's the thing. I don't need money, Sviso. I just need a car. I can't buy a car cash though.
Yeah.
I can't afford to buy a car cash. How and I'm not gonna go buy a small car.
What car do you want?
Yeah?
What
I got GTI 7.5.
You have money.
No, I don't have money. Well, my feet are sorry.
I do have money.
What's on your pulse?
Oh, shit. I forgot. I had two, man. The other one was you. Monaka, by the time this episode drops, we would have celebrated your birthday. I expect it to be a move,
it's a jump.
So let me wish you a happy birthday
in advance.
It would have passed most
by
Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll say it again, but thank you, my angel.
We'll say it again, yeah. The second one would be, hey, man, I want to apologize for me personally, I don't know about Tahi. Me personally, I care about you, and I was hurt throughout that I treated you like that. I should have spoken to you in a better way. You are a girl at the end of the day. And a kid, I'm sorry. I appreciate you, bro.
I love you. And we're good.
Sure.
Thank you. Tachi won't do it on camera, but he apologized off camera. He just won't do it.
I didn't apologize.
He apologized off camera. He was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like,
I did?
You did. Are you forgetting yourself?
No. Honestly, I didn't apologize because there was nothing to apologize.
He is lying.
No.
But it's fine.
No, you don't apologize also, when you're wrong.
But anyways, I was so sorry to the boys for the whole situation, but we are good now. Last week, it's just family affairs, guys. Families fight and they make up. I mean, it happens. I think we're going to be better after this even. So we're good now. What's on my pulse? During the week, we went to this Creator Connect event. The government
what?
Creator Connect. That's what it's called. It was a youth tech expo. Where were we? We're somewhere we're even past Lens, like we're far, but we're in the hood. And the government was also part of that whole thing. MEC came through. It was a very good initiative. And I just thought it would be so good for
what is the MEC?
The MEC ish, Bongani something. I don't know what is the MEC of. I was just told the MEC is here. So I was like, oh okay, lit. We even made a TikTok with him.
Is that guy?
Yeah. Yeah. But the point of me bringing this up is I was just thinking, I know there's obviously initiatives for educating people because we were there to educate them about influencing. But I think when people are doing initiatives to educate people about music and royalties and publishing and all of that stuff, they need to use influencers or like influencers in that field. So if you're going to do a piano summit, bring the piano influencers, like bring the artists, bring them to speak, because I just feel like it's more impactful than just doing it yourself. Because I'm not going to go to a government event, but if I hear that Boeti is going to be there, I'll go. Just an example. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it was something that I thought about.
So what advice did you give to people that want to be like you?
No, I was just telling them, oh, dude, just basic stuff, you know?
Like what?
Just like work hard, trust yourself, just keep pushing. You go.
Okay.
Simple stuff. But I think we need to have more of that for music, but it needs to be, the artist must be there. It's very important.
You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine. I think yesterday or the day before, bro. I was like, I mean, most of us started like people that are like still in the industry now, that have like grown and stuff, we all sort of like started together. The Grace Montanos is like new, bro.
Yeah.
You know, we've been at it, right? And everybody's grown and everybody, I'd like to say everybody has money now.
Yeah,
everybody's making money off of content creation, right? But these people that are like left behind.
Ish.
Do you understand? Cool. And the thing is, you can tell on screen.
Ish.
With content creators as ish, this one is still suffering. Ish. You know, this one is making something. Not really suffering, but this one is still hustling. Do you understand? Like it shows on camera. Obviously, body weight. You know, we tell by how you look now, your clothes you're wearing. Gosh. Maybe you're still wearing a t-shirt from like 2020. Do you understand? Like these things you can tell by that this person has grown and is into this thing for real. They're getting proper campaigns. They know how to charge. Do you understand? So yeah, man, I feel like you should have also invited like influencers to that. You guys shouldn't have just like kept it closed in. No, whenever Bongani does events, he doesn't really invite everyone. He invites the elites.
Okay.
Like last year, when we did it January, it was the elites. Even this year, when we were supposed to go, it was the elites. It's never
but
like...
He expanded a bit this year, I feel. But I know what you're saying. Like, for that event, I think more new age influencers should have been a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm fully with you. I agree. But yeah, please, if you're going to do a music event, please bring the artists, bring the influencers of that genre. I think it's going to really help. Anyways, so for Origins today, I wanted to actually ask you about bookings. How do bookings work with artists and... What's the relationship between artists and the promoters? How does that all work? For someone who wants to learn this stuff.
Let it go to Tari. He books artists.
Yeah, wait, you bro, do it.
Like, ne? I was, yeah, it's in conversation, ne? I spent my weekend in the north of Joburg, right? So I was in
I was like, no.
Like the Maldives Drift area, you know, and then I went to like Cosmo City and stuff, right?
Dude, that's the west.
No, it's still the north. It's still part of the north.
Oh, okay.
Bro, like, these MCs, they like, like, guess how much they pay them?
5K a night?
5K a night?
No, she's saying it's 5K a night.
Could be, I can't know ways, man. Maybe a rider and a 500 Ranyana.
Bro, I learned, that girl is so good, dog. She's so dope. She's lesbian. Very dope, dog. Like, I saw her. So, what do you mean?
Fun fact, she's lesbian.
Yeah, she's dope. And she was telling me that, a lot of people are jealous of her because so a lot of people are jealous of her. They don't want to give her opportunities. She's doper than a lot of people. But, like, people are just holding her back, right? So, with some MCs, I learned that they pay them, like, 300 rands a night. And maybe, like, a six-pack, yo.
I'm
like,
300 rands? No way.
So, I'm like, guys, how do these people get you? They're like, they get you via Uber. But I'm like,
so you didn't earn anything.
So I'm like, bro, you guys are basically paying them like 150 rands. Because like an Uber to go there is like 70 bucks to come. And maybe 80 to go back. You understand? It's like 150 rand. So you go home with 150 rand. And you're there sweating from 8 till 2 in the morning, bro.
That's wild. How much do you think like what MC, Uncle MC charges?
He charges way over 15.
Do you really think so?
Come on, bro. He charges way over
15. He's probably a high paid MC, ne?
In the country, I'd like to think so, yeah, for groove.
For groove?
Yeah, for groove.
How much do the average then earn?
The average per night...
You pay MC, so you should be able to tell us.
But remember, with mine, it's not...
But also, he doesn't pay them well, so...
No. What do you mean I don't pay them well?
I think you said this before.
No, bro.
Talk doesn't pay artists well.
Here's the thing, man. With me, it's a monthly thing. So I believe in long term.
So you do retainer.
So I'll give you a retainer for like a year or something like that. And then we pay you monthly.
How much do you pay them?
No, more than enough. I give them
What's more than enough?
I'm asking, I just want to know, like, for myself, how much do MCs get paid?
MCs range from, like, per night.
Yes.
We can go, like, 1,000 a night, which is more than fee.
Is that a good amount of money?
It is a good amount.
Yeah, if it's a monthly retailer, it makes sense. Because now how many days you have in the weekend? You have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's 4K per week. Kind of makes sense.
That's decent.
You understand?
It's not
unlike in the north where they give them, like, 150 a night.
Nah, dude, that's ridiculous.
I'm saying unlike in the north.
Go Cosmo.
Where they give them,
like, I don't think Cosmo's like that, man. I think they're also working. They're part of staff.
They're part of what?
Staff.
Yeah, man, but also, that place I went to, they were very, like, unprofessional, right? So I got there at, like, they closed at 4. So I got there, like, I think around 2:30, right? It's falling, bro. Like, setup is nice. The music is dope. But at that time, they weren't playing piano anymore. Mm. You know, after 2, we, like, play a Maskandi, whatever, and they're playing, like, Sutu songs. So I was like, yeah, you know, it's really dope.
Okay.
But now there's a lot of guys that work there. There's a lot of, like, resident DJs. Maybe there was like 4 resident DJs there. Mm. So they were all sharing the take. Mm. I'm not talking about one person plays a song and they move. Nah, they were like fighting to be on the take. Legit, in the crowd. And this thing of drinking at work is cool, but just keep it professional. Like, don't jump in. So don't be reckless, bro.
Yeah.
You know, still be professional. So they're like fighting on the decks. And I'm like, yo, which one is this one now? It was so unprofessional, right? But going back to
question.
What was it again?
I asked, so how does the relationship between the promoters and artists work? So promoters book the artists?
Or what? Yeah, but promoters are not really friends of artists.
Okay.
Yeah, but with me, I have an advantage because I know most of them. Okay. So I can make the booking happen. I text them personally. And then
are you a promoter? Would you consider yourself a promoter?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
In a way,
yeah.
Okay.
So I do bookings. So I'll probably just text, for example, whom? What's that? For example, I text them like, yo, dude, I need you on this day. Are you available? She's like, yeah, okay, cool. Please send me an invoice. And then it's quick for me because I know them personally. But normally, you have to go via management.
Okay.
You understand? You have to go via management, get the rider, get the invoice paid, and then get PR pictures and stuff like that. It's just basic, simple.
Basic, simple.
You know, yeah.
What happens now when the artist doesn't pitch up and they're not paying you? How does the refunding system work?
Hey, it's not easy to refund. I'm going to tell you the truth. And 98% of amapiano artists don't refund. They'll keep telling you stories. Well, managers, but also managers are not at fault because most of the time is when you do an invoice as an artist manager, if you're just an artist manager and the artist is not signed under you, when you do the invoice, it goes to their personal account or their business account.
Oh, and then they'll distribute.
So they're in charge of the money. So it's not easy for you as a manager when it's time to refund to get that money.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah, they might blue tick you even though you're the manager once you start talking about the refunds. But it's wrong. It's wrong because if you missed the event, you didn't make it to the event, that promoter deals with a lot of things there at the venue. So there's an example that happened in East London. They booked Scott Mapuma, and Scott Mapuma was late for some reason. And then they started destroying the stage and destroying the sound. Like, fans did that because they were like, what the fuck is Scott? You see? So promoters go through a lot, and I felt for first not respecting the promoters or the business of booking artists and respect the rules of the venue and respect their own contract, because you get a contract from, if Taki books my artist, he gets a contract from me. I sent him a contract.
So every time it's contracts, there's no verbal communication.
Bro, amapiano don't do contracts, most of them. Like, the ones that are managed by their friends don't do contracts, but there should be a contract so that you can hold the artist
accountable
for damages and stuff like that. If it happens. So it's very important for you to read your contract that you receive as a promoter. And also you, the artist manager, know the contract that you are sending. It's very important to know that contract in and out so that when they ask for a refund, you don't just say, but you've been late in 5 minutes or I'm going to be sold or whatever. And also go back to respect that contract, because we're killing the business. We're killing venues, and venues lose money. Like, if they book you and then you don't send their money back because you didn't show up, now that's 30K less in their business, so they might not be able to book the next artist because you didn't show up.
Can I ask, do they pay? So they pay them the full amount before.
Yeah, and artist.
But do you think that's fair?
Artist is not supposed to show up at the venue without full payment.
Really? So that's standard. There's no half now, and then
no.
You
were to do a deposit, or you said you get a contract, you pay a deposit,
and then
3 days before the event or a week, then you have to pay the balance before the thinging. Yeah, but so the way things are right now, it's like the artists have the upper hand. It's like, hey, artist, I think it should be a balance. You understand?
We're helping each other
out. Yeah, I think it should be a balance on how can we work together so that we both also have an upper hand on you. Because like if you book me, my artist now, it's like now you at my mercy now. Because as a promoter, you at my mercy, you have to keep checking how far are you. How far are you? You get stuff like that. And you get nervous as a promoter, he would know. You get nervous because, hey, what if this dude don't show up?
And you people understand what I'm saying?
And people
person.
Are here and everybody's looking at you and be like, hey, Baba. And if they know you at the venue, people actually come. Hey, man, can't what time is Mang Mang playing? You see what I'm saying? So I think we need to find a way to work with the promoters, respect the business, respect the contract, so that
I think it's a contract thing. Yeah. There's not enough clearly going around.
Yeah, I think that's what is happening. I don't think we're playing fair with the promoters. Don't get me wrong. There's promoters full of shit, like Tag. You see?
So you all agree?
Yeah.
So why is Tagi full of shit?
There's promoters like Tagi full of shit.
He doesn't do contracts,
but that's also not all promoters are like that.
Do you do contracts?
No.
So it's all verbal.
No, but
contracts doesn't.
Contracts mostly come from artists.
So but don't you as a promoter want to protect yourself?
No, but that's the thing, bro. Like what people I work with is like, bro, I'm Tagi, my man.
I'll tell you why Tagi doesn't do contracts.
You know why? Yes,
let me tell you. He's gonna try to be nice.
Why doesn't he do contracts?
He's gonna try to make himself look good. He doesn't do contracts because he doesn't pay full rates. You understand?
Clock it.
That's the reason why he doesn't do contracts. So if business goes bad, he must also understand that, hey, but I also didn't pay this guy full rate. So if he spoke to like let me say not Kosazana. I can't choose Kosazana. I can't get Kosazana for rates. That's why we're never gonna see Kosazana at Layout if he doesn't pay proper. He can't. He booked someone like not Shebe, like I don't know, man, which one to use, ne? Okay, and then he's direct. Okay, he for Nakwa. We'll put Nakwa because we're friends. He can't get feelings. I'm fine. Can you go to Layout? And in Friday, I'm fine. I mean, it's not busy, it's Tuesday. And now we will be like, let me check the 5K maybe because Tag is my bro. Uh-huh. And then someone comes with a better booking. You understand? Like a 15K or 20K, then the invoice is done. Of course, Nakwa is going to go respect that guy.
Yes.
First. And hope that he will make it in time to your venue. And if he doesn't make it, it's like, I get a refund, I'm chan. You understand? And sometimes the refund doesn't come because remember, we bruise. So it's going to be that thing, but next time, you understand? So respect contracts. I think don't do business without contracts. It's not good for your business. And also pay full rates so that you know how to hold that artist accountable. Because you didn't pay full rate, and then the artist didn't show up, and then they broke the lights, and then you still want me to come repair your lights, and when I paid me 5K.
I mean, bro, we opened last year. We had a very good run.
It started last year?
Yeah.
Whoa!
We had a good run.
Well,
I mean, our Tuesdays are the biggest. I'd like to say in Gauteng. They're the biggest. In Gauteng. Yeah,
okay.
I'll take pride.
Okay.
You know, I haven't had any problem with any artist. Do you understand? Mahu is one person that never says no to bookings in most cases.
Okay.
If you're willing to, well, if you pay yanga, she doesn't say no. She takes everything. I feel like she tends to bite more than she can chew, right?
Okay.
So the only problem I had with her, she came late. She was supposed to perform at 11. I think she came at like 1:30.
No, that's unacceptable.
I'm like, yo, dude, you late? I'm mad. But you know what? Just perform one song for the people and then announce that you're coming back next week, which she did. And that was so dope. Do you understand? I haven't had any... I don't know why he's painting me as a bad person. I haven't had any issues with any artist. With artists that I book, they always show up.
Okay.
They always show up. We have a very healthy relationship. Contract or not, Do you understand? We're a very good establishment.
Have you ever done a contract? But remember, this is not a personal attack to you.
No, but it is a personal attack.
Hold on. No. We're just using you because you are here and you won't catch feelings.
Yeah, I know. But you cannot. You paint me as a bad person because the next person is thinking, Taki is a bad promoter. Taki doesn't pay well. Where is that coming from? I've never booked you and I didn't pay you. Do you understand? When have you heard a scandal? Bro, I'm Taki, bro. It could have been scandalous. Okay. Obviously, if I was doing shit, bro, honestly.
If
I was doing shit, it would have come out a long time ago. You understand? Especially for the fact that people don't like me and I talk a lot.
Okay.
So they want to come for me anyway. So I wouldn't want to jeopardize my reputation and my establishment, well, their establishment. Because, do you understand? Like, it doesn't make sense, bro. I'm very clean.
I just said you don't pay full rates.
Whose rate did not pay in full?
Because as a daughter, you wanted to have for 10K.
No.
And his argument is like, it's a Tuesday. She's not doing anything.
No,
she must
bro.
Just come.
No, you know, ne?
Nkosazana is a superstar.
No. Here's what I...
No. Go to the point. You asked one example, so I'm giving you one.
Let me tell you something. I booked Nkosazana. She's been to La Youthi.
Yes.
I booked her personally via her.
Okay.
I met her somewhere in the streets, right? And I was like, yo, dog, I've been wanting to book you, whatever. But at that time, she wanted 50,000 rand. Mm. And a room, and what, 7 bedrooms? A hotel with 7 bedrooms. I'm like, but dog, you stay in Joburg. Just come to Pitori.
Yeah.
You know? She gave me a very, very, nice. Satisfying amount.
Okay.
You know, that's very nice.
A doable one,
dog, for a Tuesday.
Okay.
You understand? So we good. I don't understand what he's talking about.
Can I ask, how much is the budget for one night? Or does it vary?
Ah, but now.
It differs with venues.
Ah, now you're taking it too far.
No, I'm just wondering. Like, I don't know. How much do they have, like,
you're
a
right,
budget?
You're right, Jackie. But what I'm saying is we just used him as a promoter here.
No one was attacking
it. It wasn't specifically because of you as Taki or Layut. It's just
an
example.
It's in the conversation, yeah.
You understand? Because now we have a promoter here. We're talking about a promoter. And we're talking about someone who manages artists. So you and I are able to give a clear picture of... what happens in within the space of booking.
Space.
So I wasn't like using you like
I get
that.
You, bro.
Yeah, can I ask? Like roughly, like I don't know how clubs also work. Maybe one day we'll do a club owner. But how much do you guys usually budget for like a night to say this is our budget for artists? Or do you guys have like a monthly budget for artists?
We have a monthly budget for artists.
So how much do you guys budget? Oh, you don't have to tell me the amount.
I'm not going
to
give you the figure, bro.
That's okay.
But we have 4 Tuesdays in the month, right?
Yes.
We have
that's your biggest day.
We have the beginning of the month, Tuesday, and the month in Tuesday.
Okay.
So those are like our biggest nights.
Right.
So obviously our budget is way higher than the two.
So it can be like 500K?
What?
500K?
That's small.
Ay, man. 500K.
What am I doing, bro? Am I doing a festival?
Is that too much?
Bro. Who am I paying 500,000 rand?
I don't know. You must tell me. I don't know how much people
are
getting paid.
Nah, bro. Chill. Can we move? Nah.
Okay, it's fine. Okay. I don't know if you guys saw. Well, I think everybody saw. But I think let's give our flowers to Sfi. So because Usilo did a video on TikTok apologizing to Ushoki and the kids. And I know for a fact you played a role in that. Like, there's no other way. Like, he saw the videos. So I wanted to say, like, wow, like, we did something and you are pushing that thing of, dude, apologize. I hope it was a real apology, but I think it's a start to say, hey, you know what? I didn't just hurt my wife and kids. I hurt everybody else involved.
Well, why would you think it's not a real apology?
No, I didn't say it's not real. I just
why would you
said
think it's not? Why would you doubt it, though?
No, I'm not doubting. I'm just saying, like, did you never know? Niggas can lie. Like, me, if my bag is messed up, I can also lie.
Is it Jamato?
You understand?
Netflix star.
So,
Sorry.
So what do you think about that?
I don't know if I deserve any flowers. I wasn't doing it for flowers or for to be uploaded. I think it's something that all of us should be doing as men.
Mm.
Stand for our women. So I don't think I deserve any flowers. I saw the apology. Does it make me sleep at night? Yes, does it make me easy up on him? Of course it does. But now it's up to him and his wife and the kids and the law to forgive him.
Real.
But for me, I'm satisfied with what he done and I'm proud of him for standing out and like do that. He didn't beat me. So like I accept the apology. For me personally.
Yeah.
So am I saying South Africa, all of us, let's go. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like you did something and you showed that you're remorseful. Do I believe you? I'm not sure because you're an actor and knowing your work, you're a very good actor. So you could have staged it as well.
Real.
That's what you are trying to say.
Yeah.
But is there. So shout out to him.
Yeah. We appreciate a man that can admit their faults and, and share what they did that was wrong.
Whether he staged it or not, bro, like, you can't tell. You can't tell anything with an actor.
It's not for us to tell.
Yeah, you can't tell. But it's out there and I'm proud of him. Or I'm happy for him. Am I proud? No, I'm not proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
What do you think, Tah? You've been very quiet.
With regards to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud that he did that, man. Shout out to him. But I just want to say, you know, it's crazy. Like, I think 8 out of 10 men know someone who's probably getting beat up by a woman or a man, or the other way around.
That's so deep.
You know that?
Do you know someone who's getting abused?
No. I'm not saying, but the thing is, obviously, we hear in conversation.
Okay.
And the thing is, we just laugh about it.
Oh, and you guys don't take it seriously.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm not going to say it's her. Oh, shit. I might say something wrong, but most of us know. And as men, we just laugh about it and we move on.
You know what I feel? I think you guys know, like, I think every guy knows that one friend who you guys feel like, nah, this guy could rape a girl or this guy's low-key like an abuser. And you guys don't ever reprimand the person. But when something comes out, you're like, shit, I'm not surprised. And you knew. There were signs.
But what do we call that? Not talking about it. What do we call it? Do we call it bro code?
It's not broken.
And I feel like, and to be honest with you, we do go through some form of abuse with women. Even you going through my phone without my permission, it's some form of abuse.
No, but if I want to find what I'm looking for, I'm going to go through your phone.
But yeah, but it's cool. What I'm saying that it is a form of abuse. Okay. You understand? And some people might overreact from that. And then, so there's a lot of things that happen in a relationship between two people. But the problem is we focus on the end product, which is umshayilani.
No, you get what I mean? You know what's crazy?
So we do go through some form of abuse as men.
Yeah.
I was at leave with too disruptive.
Okay. You went to live?
Yeah, I went
when
to live.
When did you go to live?
I went to live. Yo, bro, is that a...
Okay. It's nice, though. It's nice,
man. It's nice, but there's a weird vibe here, Nada, man. A girl selling there. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I don't want to say about...
Yeah, we don't know, but...
It feels like... Like, I saw at leave the girls that I see at the Summit Club.
Really?
Yeah, like a gang of them, dog. Like gang of them, the strippers. Yeah. Like gang of them. I saw them at leave. Hey, Muna, yay. That's a club. That club is for women, dog. So I want to get to my point. So I went to with two disruptive.
Yes.
And Tebuho. Okay, you know Tebuho, because he's managing them.
Tebuho's managing them?
Yeah. So I went there because I wanted to hear how the girls play. I'm always interested in what female artists do in the music entertainment space to an extent where I'll follow you to your gig.
Yeah, let me see what
if I don't have access, I'll pay for it. Especially if you in Amapiano, because I support women a lot.
Yes.
Right? So I go there, the girls get on desk or they kill it. I think they deserve bookings. They kill it. They play. Yeah, they're not just beautiful girls.
Okay.
They play. Too disruptive. You don't know them?
How much
what?
Do they charge?
I don't know. Talk to Tebuho. You know Tebuho. But that's not the point.
I'll give them exposure for free. They must come for exposure.
Don't bore us. Do not bore us.
But they chill, dog. If you book them, they don't get to the venue and act like whores. They just like, bro, they carry themselves like artists. I like that about them. And they were able to be like, oh, did you enjoy the set? What do you think we should change? I was like, but I wasn't here for that. I just wanted to see how you guys work. Dope kids. Beautiful girls. They play very well. Like, I don't think the roadkill material. I don't know who roadkilled, but I didn't see that. Right? So we get to the VIP. They go to their VIP and we're chilling there. So a girl comes, like, you know, leave couches.
Yes.
So there's a group of girls. They're actually girls that think they're selling.
Okay.
Right? And Baba Laisa entered.
Okay.
I think Liv puts those girls in one place.
How many? They probably ten with one bottle of Jägermeister.
Bro.
But that could be the hosting table.
Mm.
We don't know. But yeah, okay. Those girls.
And then the rider comes for the ladies. And I look at, like, I wasn't drinking in the night because I'm like, it's my first time with the girls. And then now I want to be out here drinking their ride or whatever. So I just took water. So I'm drinking water. So there's, like, you know, those bottles that I don't want to advertise anything. Standard. Yeah. So this girl looks at me. She's like, hey, when? So I look at the girl. I'm like, and then? Can't tell you, like, Amazda. You understand what I'm saying? And then she tells her friend, Pegaloya's jail, hello. Like, she, oh, good thing she doesn't even know me. Mm. I could pick that up. Mm. And then I ignored her. And then she did it again. She did it about like 4 times to an extent where she holds like this hand, bro. Like, I'm sensitive with this hand. Like, dog, hey, man, glass. I'm like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? And then she goes tell the girl, to tell the other girl, for those girls to come gang up on me on some. Like, I'm threatening the friend. I'm like, how am I threatening your friend now? Like, and this is not my alcohol, and I'm not going to say this alcohol is not mine. So it is abuse. There is a lot of forms of abuse that we face out there because once you see us at the club, you assume we're looking for bums. You understand? It's a thing that when you see a brew in a club, you assume he's looking for bums, this one. You understand? So we do get a lot of forms of abuse. Guys, let's just respect each other, respect each other's territory, and treat each other well, dog. If I want bombs, I will approach. And by the way, you also have the right to approach me if you want dick. It's not one-sided. You understand what I'm saying? So it's crazy. We do go a lot of form of abuse with women, but hey, we stuck it up. Maybe we need to start talking.
We need to start talking.
When you're being abused.
The thing is, you know, as men, we take it as... she's just reprimanding me, like, wangkala. You understand? Yeah. And our friends, like, I remember, bro, this one, I think a while ago, this girl, like, she hit me with the corner of a phone. Like, I was, like, laying on the bed like this, and she hit me on my knee, like, go. Because I don't know what I was doing. I think I was on my phone or something, and she was getting annoyed, right? And she kept on hitting me, I'm talking to you, do you understand? With the corner of a phone. So I go and I tell my friends, I'm like, ish, happy Joe, never gone kaga corner your phone. You understand? And then they make a mockery of it till date.
You see, like, your gender's the problem. No, you guys make jokes.
No, so what do you want me to do? To like go to the police and report about it and say you're opening a case and say, man, she's a phone? Honestly.
What will the hatter say? And like, also, it's not easy to open a case for a woman at the police station.
I won't lie, nigga.
If you want to see,
we know niggas that are getting clapped by women. And the things we laugh about, we're just like, hey, Joe, I'm going to that ball. It's a thing. It's just a thing.
Like, niggas are getting abused. Niggas are getting abused.
No, I wouldn't say it's abuse. It just happens once in a while.
It's abuse.
No, me, I got a clap once from a girl. before, like, my woman now. Yes. I got a clap from a girl. Like, even with my ex-wife, I got a clap. Like I'm telling Ojoala, so, like, to provoke you for you to, like, raise your hand. But I was like, there's no way I'm touching you. I elbowing you. I just touch you with one finger, you pink. I'm going to prison. Like the girl that hit me in Empire, I'm rich. Back in the days, bro, I was dating dog. I went to the strip club with her, right? And I'm not going to say because she's famous.
Okay.
Went to the strip club with this woman, and then when we're in the strip club, like, we're chilling now. It's like, okay, I'll give you money. Okay, they're the gents, right? Go do your thing, touch the muscles and whatever. She's like, okay, let's act like we're not even dating because I'm a celebrity. I don't want people to know that. Mm. And that's back in the day, it's not now. Oh, okay, I'm chilling in the strip club, man, touching ass and whatever. And then she goes to pee, she comes back now. There's a stripper here twerking for me, and I'm putting money. And then she goes, when that stripper leaves, in the club,
Is it abuse?
It is abuse.
No, it's abuse. It's abuse. If you come to me and hit me, you abuse me.
You are, and people are looking at me. Good thing I wasn't even known back then. It was just like a random guy. So we go through form of abuse, and it's not nice. It's not nice. That's we can't raise hands on each other.
We need to speak about
Let's
this
not
properly.
Do that. Yeah.
Hectic, guys. Also, on a lighter note, actually, it might be also a tricky topic.
It looks like we're turning in Palma. Now we're turning in Palma.
No.
Are you okay? You can speak to us.
What do you mean? No, but I'm not abused. Don't do that.
Okay.
Oh. You're trying to push
your... Wait, what do you mean you're not abused?
Why is it so defensive?
I'm not abused. By who? I'm abused?
Are you abused?
Am I abused? No, ask him. He's very confident. Who's abusing me, bro?
It's fine.
Maybe
let's
I don't know
this.
About
let's
it.
Let's leave this. Did you guys see Rick Ross is obviously in the country again? I think he left and again. Guys, he's doing a campaign with Pick and Pay. I was so shook. I saw it on TikTok. I was like, there's actually no ways. And I think, look, man, we don't have any hatred towards Rick Ross. Do your thing, man. But I was just wondering, like, how do you guys feel about this? Like, do you feel as though there could have been, like, I don't know, man. Like, there's so many artists, like, in our genre. Like, why are we not using them? Like, you get what I'm saying? Give Sochula a campaign. You know what I'm like? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, bro, nah.
Honestly. And you spoke about this whole Tyler Shebe shit thing. We saw on his TikTok. Go watch it if you didn't watch it. It sort of ties in. Sort of.
Hey, man. What do you think? Listen, bro. Pick and Pay is struggling, dog. You know?
Pick and Pay doesn't have
And who has to book? Who can they afford?
Because it's ridiculous, like he...
I said it.
But he has that...
Bro, I told you guys... Now, do you remember? I said it. Your mom just South Africa. More funny artist overseas. Elie Tip. Rick Ross.
Unaki.
That guy will actually... The next thing... Bro, that guy will move to SA. That guy, I promise you. I don't know who's jutering him, dog. I don't know who's jutering that brew, but that brew has no powers here whatsoever. Do you know the song with him and Usmaman?
No.
Not even Usmaman knows. I think so.
Do they have a song together?
I don't think Usmaman knows.
Do they have
that
a song?
Yeah.
No, I think they just...
You say...
I think they were just together because of Belay.
You are a hip-hop head, but you don't know they have a song
together. No, I'm not a hip-hop head. I'm not.
Used to be.
I'm a piano head now.
Okay.
So, here's the thing, man. I just want to read this out, ne? Retailer Pick and Pay has received backlash for featuring American rapper William Leonardo Roberts II, popularly known as Rick Ross, in its latest promotion advert after reportedly closing 32 supermarkets nationally, right? As part of their new corporate plan, we'll reset our store asset estate. As part of this, some underperforming stores will be closed, while most, where appropriate, will be rebranded to either a franchise or a Pick and Pay or a box and stuff like that, right? So I think, man, they're trying by all means to, like, you know, maybe recover.
But they
made
it worse.
To push marketing. I mean, we're talking about it now, bro, on a piano show. We're talking about Pick and Pay now.
For real.
Do you understand? They're trying to revive Pick and Pay, man. What's going to happen to our smart shoppers? And all the loss of employment. It's crazy. 32 stores. Do you know how many people, like, Pick and Pay employs? It's so crazy, man. I feel like they were just trying with Rick Ross. I don't know who approved that thing, you know, that campaign.
Who do you feel like could have been a better fit? If you are trying to revive my business, who do you think could be a good fit?
So I'd like put him a hood, eh? As the just something, you know, with a smart shopper there to encourage all these baddies to go shop at that thing.
Yes, and baddies must know that you know, a guy on a discount, better on a budget.
Better on a budget.
There's an idea. It's free stuff.
And then I put an Oscar Bowl because a lot of guys look up to Oscar Bowl because it's got style and stuff like that. So I'd do that. Stuff. It would work. And I think they would have paid way less than they did with the Rick Ross.
Of course. They could have split that man probably in four. So there's a lot of people that could have booked under Mapiano or friends of Mapiano.
You think like, would have been good for a campaign like this?
Ah, bro, there's a lot of people, man. I think Butle Modisela would have killed the ad.
I don't think people are looking up at Butle Modisela as that person, as the character that I wanna be. Firstly, I cannot dance. Do you understand? I don't think they're looking up to her as like that person. Like they're looking up to Mahu. Do you understand?
So can you sing?
Who? Mina.
I get it. You said you're not looking up at my Bontle Modisela because they can't sing.
But before Mahu's music, we're still looking at a personality, man. Do you understand? We're looking at her as a baddie. Do you understand? Bontle doesn't have that,
I don't
bro.
Think Pick and Pay would associate themselves with a baddie like that.
No, but... Man, why do you think they associated themselves with a Rick Ross? Somebody who smokes weed publicly. Why did they do that then?
Yeah, they did that because it is an American and they think Americans still have power in South Africa. So they lost it there. Like, listen, so Americans don't have no power in SA now. Especially now with our president growing some balls. Thank you. Finally, got some balls. Finally. So... For Rick Ross, it's a 0-0. I only saw that once, and whenever I see it on YouTube, whatever, I skip quickly. I don't want to watch because it's like bad decision. But we can debate who else, but there's a lot of people. You mentioned Oscar Mbo. I'm not a fan of Oscar Mbo. He hates me. I hate him back.
Don't make this personal.
But he deserved the
advert. That's what I'm saying. You could have just said that from the beginning, bro. Eh? Don't make it personal.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean I'm making it personal? No, I'm trying to say that as much as I don't sit eye to eye with him,
acknowledge that he's still
a perfect fit for the ad.
Mm.
A DJ Zinka would have killed the ad.
Nah.
I can see that.
No.
Zinka has so much impact. Especially amongst us.
No, yes. Yeah, but bro, like, I'm looking for a character that people look at and like, I aspire to be this person. Zinka's had it perfect all her life.
You think so?
She's had it perfect, bro. When have you heard like a crazy Zinka scandal?
She could always have a clean Kalawa, brand.
She dated the right guys. She dated AKA. They had a, they have this superstar child. Mm. Now she you know, she's with what is Mother Bongs. They're playing Happy House. They have a daughter. It's just lit. So I don't think it's unreal.
So you don't feel like it's relatable enough?
Yes.
But you should be like, my
to the majority of South Africans that shop at Pick n Pay.
Let's endorse our locals, man. Let's endorse our locals. But yeah, that's it. So what are you going to beat break for us today? What's her?
Hey, bro, it's sad, bro. This year, I still don't, I haven't heard a lot of music.
I haven't heard
a lot of dope music this year. I think I'll beat break. I'll go back to something that dropped and we never beat break. I'm going to go to Dikabang.
Oh, Soul Song.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Soul Song. It deserves. It deserves a lot of flowers. He did great day. The songwriting, I'm not Sotho, but I can hear what he's trying to say. And I think it was so memorable for people at home, December time. People related because now you're trying to manage 5K and there's this aunt. There's just a lot happening for those who have homes like that. And they related with that song. And also production, the lock drum sings with the lyrics. I've started to appreciate songs that the lock drum goes with the melody.
Mm.
You understand? So it's a perfect song. Production is dope. You could hear that the person who sang on that song had a big hand in production.
The song is very tailored to his voice. Like, that song is beautiful.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you can hear beautiful. That the person who produced that song, I mean, who sang on the song, had so much to do with the production of the song. You understand what I'm saying? Beautiful song. I don't know if, apart from the lock drum, I don't think what else I can talk about because it's still Amapiano, like any other Amapiano song. But the lock drum hits differently. And I love that song, and it's a beautiful song.
And it's timeless. We're going to listen to that song in 10 years. I'm telling you.
I think it's a song that will always come back in November.
Around December, nah?
Yeah, I think it's a song that will always come back in November and December. I don't know about being timeless, but I think it's a song that November, December is going to come back in January.
But I feel like you can't miss it, especially the beginning. And when it comes in with that ding, and then it goes before the vocals, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
You know, as soon as like they drop it, you know,
the bass line.
You can't miss it, bro.
Yeah.
But also, I saw this thing, man, where somebody said, you know that song by DJ Somebody? Monati Mpulai.
Yes.
They were like, it's got the best intro of all time. Like the best intro.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite though.
Like,
yeah, I know, but it's...
Do you think it's the best intro?
And then it was like a debate, like on Twitter. Somebody was like, this song has the best intro of all... No, on TikTok. They were like, no song clears this. This song clears almost everything, bro. You know? And then somebody was like, nah, Ulazi does.
The best intro?
Ulazi.
Sing Ishulazu.
Yeah.
They think that song has the best intro.
Yeah.
Ayo Lazuka, I want to go to some
choice. Bebe.
Oh, actually, now that song is lit, bro. That's a great intro.
You understand?
Nah, I'm hearing it.
Do you think it hits? Is it hits? I'm not going to lie, though, but DJ Somebody.
Yeah, I think it's better. I won't lie.
Which one do you think has the best intro? Between Munatem Polaya and Ulaz? Or do you have a better song, actually?
So what you just told me now? Okay. No. I was just.
No, I wanted to ask, dog. What is considered as an intro to
like
a song?
Let's say maybe the first 10 seconds of the song.
So that's the intro.
Yeah, I think so.
I would say Ulaz, but I don't think that's an intro though, because if you want to talk about intros, I will take you back to like most of the songs that were done in Kwaito. You know, if you can check the song by Dalama Panzora by Kabelo, it has a certain kind of intro that, you know, leads you to
TKZ.
A song.
TKZ.
Yeah, you understand? So those are the intros that I was expecting. So, but that's just the start of a song, you know. That's some chants that they do before the song starts. So I don't think that's an intro per se.
Yeah?
I wouldn't say it's an intro, but I would say Ulazi. Ulazi does it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still an intro. Whichever way they do it, because an intro is something that it's whatever introduces the song.
Yeah.
You see, so I think the Kwaito, so what I'm picking up is that you are saying that Kwaito is better than Amapiano, because all the songs you mentioned have Kwaito structure.
No, but Ulaz does...
I'm just saying the intro. You like those intros?
No, man. It was just a debate. I just brought this up. I wasn't really doing comparison.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying those are really dope. I feel like those are the best two intros we have. Ulazi and the other one. What was the other one?
Online. I was listening, but like at some point also just...
DJ Sambo, Rimra Tembola.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. She wasn't listening.
I was. I just zoned out.
Sorry.
Hectic. But yeah, with the song, we're beat breaking.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done. Mm. Okay, cool.
Was the Kabang, shout out to Sol Pendu.
No, he did a good job. I think it's a great song.
Are you thinking about your party?
No, I'm everywhere right now. But let's
trying
move
to
on.
Think if Swiss was right. I only actually gave my mom 5K and no, say, I don't want to buy like anything. That. Don't ask me money.
Guys, let's move on to some deeper stuff. You guys, I don't know if you know now, Kabza lives at the Leonardo. Are we allowed to disclose someone's location? We are. Not.
No,
no, but it's public knowledge.
Yeah, but everybody knows that's the Leonardo, so you're not disclosing the location.
It's like an estate in Amapiano, okay, bro.
Okay. Yeah, Pori so said, Pori is there.
Yeah, because I'm all inspired.
Pori was one of the first guys, actually, if not the first one, to live there.
Yeah.
Or to have a studio there. I don't think they live there, per se.
I think Dabi lives there.
Huh?
Dabi lives there.
Yeah, but it's still at Pori's expense.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Foka moved there with Bobby Cooper.
At the Leonardo? Foka. What?
Yeah, no fucking ways.
Wahana Rodumel.
Wahana.
No, I heard that.
Focalistic
move day.
No ways.
With no Bobby. Ways, brah.
Heaven.
No ways.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
Also, no like, ways.
But not that so.
That's not true, brah.
I heard.
Where did you hear this from?
Somebody told me this.
That's
a long time ago, bro. Like in December, I actually forgot about it.
So they've been there?
Yeah, I think that they moved not so long ago. Yeah. I might be wrong, though, but they told me they moved there.
Damn, they up.
What do you mean the app?
Did you know how expensive it is to live there?
How much is it?
I don't know, but I feel it's probably like 30 bands a month or more, dog. Like, I feel like that place is pricey. It's 30 bands, eh? Even more,
it can,
eh?
It can be 30.
For those apartments where Pori has there, it's like huge, so it can be 30 grand.
More?
It should be more. Bro.
Yeah, and you're also buying the aesthetic, you're buying the restaurant. It's, hey, but you must be,
I don't think Foka would move
but
to Joburg.
But doesn't strike me as a person that would move to Leonardo and spend so much money.
Who?
He's had the same car ever since, bro. He's had the I don't know if he's bought more cars. Focalistic. I know he has the Viano. Focalistic.
It's got a G. What's the thing?
A G what?
It's got a Mercedes, man. What car is that?
Which one?
Big Mercedes. It's got a nice Mercedes.
Which one?
I don't know what is it, but it's got a top Mercedes. He always shoots content with it.
But he always shoots. No, that's the V class.
No, not the V class. It's got a Mac, like just a sedan.
That's the old one. He's always had. Is it not the C63?
Yeah, that one.
He doesn't strike me as a person that would move to the Leonardo because he's been driving the same car since. He's been driving that super gray car.
Maybe he's saving money because he knows that. I'm not gonna get a
no,
big
but the
car
person that
so
told me gave me like first hand information.
Nah, that
one who visits it, that's who.
I believe you. I don't think you'd come here and say stuff that's not true. So, like, I fully believe you.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, but if he's living there, bro, at the end of the day, we do want Amapiano to change everybody's lives.
Yes.
So, if they can afford to have it, because I know he has a house. So, if now he can be able to have his own house and then afford an apartment at Leonardo and stay there. Bro, shout out to you. You're making the right money.
Mm.
We want that, but I just don't think, he doesn't strike me as a guy who would go stay at Leonardo. I feel like he loves Pretoria too much. I don't know. Maybe I might be wrong.
President Yastrata.
Yeah. I think he's a Pretoria guy and I don't know, man. I think the closest he can come this side could be Centurion.
Maybe like a mid-range. Everyone's
saying mid-range.
Guys, the men's
but mid-range is flooded now, guys. Hey. If you're a piano artist and stay in mid-range, hey, move, man. Move out. Hey.
Be different.
I'm banning, man. Hey, hey.
Hey, bro, you know that Bobby Cooper and vocalist, and not vocalistic, my parents were fighting for a song, like last year, sometime. They fought
what
for a song. I forgot about it. I'll check it now, ne? I can't.
It's actually like receipts today.
No, man. Come
I'm
on. This is general knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't know, so
you didn't know about it.
That general?
No, there was at some point, you know? At some point, Bobby Cooper wasn't allowed at Pori Land, right? I think the 2023. We are not asking Bali. You wanna ask her? Oh, okay. Because her friend, Bobby Cooper's friend is here. Is in Bali.
Oh,
Bali.
Oh,
Bali
oh,
Bobby Cooper's
ask
friend.
Her.
Bobby Cooper's friend.
Ask her?
Bobby Cooper's friend is there.
No, we can ask her. Call her.
Mali.
Yeah. Please give her a mic. You, I have questions.
She should know stuff then, yeah.
Yeah, but go on.
Yeah, I heard that she was, they fought for a song at some point, eh? And then she wasn't wanted at a thing. Like, yes, in Bali. She looks beautiful.
She is pretty. Yeah, when, pretty when she pretty. Came the first time, I was like, this girl
is the first time you see her?
Yeah.
She's dope. She's a dope baddie. Person. Very dope.
She's my type.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
We just have a question to ask you, ne?
Yeah.
Great face.
Hi, Mbali.
Hi,
Tati. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I haven't seen you in such a long time. Well, are you off the streets now?
Yes, I am.
Why? What's up?
I mean, I work here now.
Oh, work here? Time.
Yes, full time. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
Dude.
Likewise.
I know you've been friends with Bobby Cooper for a very long time.
Yes. I'm still friends with
him. Are you guys still good?
Yes. That's my best friend.
So you know that they stay at the Leonardo now, ne? With Fuka?
I don't know.
You don't know about it?
No.
Okay. And then also, sorry, ne? If you're uncomfortable, you don't have to answer or whatever. Ne? But I heard that she had an altercation with Pamporisa, right? I think that's public knowledge. Everybody knows. They were fighting over some song at some point, right?
For real?
Yeah, you don't know about it?
No.
Crazy. You're a very good friend. You're a good friend.
Guys, I swear I didn't know. I mean...
And then I heard that she wasn't really wanted at Poryland. I mean, she only went there because Fulka was there. I think it was the year before.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
You're a good friend. She's loyal, okay. Bro.
She's got the code, but if we friends, she'll be right? Never.
No, guys, like I promise, I'm not lying. I this is news to me. Like this is okay.
That's cab, but that's fine.
Is that what you want to talk?
Are you
about?
Sure?
Yes, I didn't know about any of this.
Did you know about the baby?
Which baby?
Okay.
Which baby?
I was asking.
What? No, I don't even know about the baby.
I was asking.
What baby?
What baby?
No, maybe it's a trick question. It's a trick question.
Yeah?
Is it a real question?
Yeah, it was a real question.
What baby,
I'm
bro?
So sorry.
I'm asking her.
What baby?
She said she doesn't, so.
No, I mean, they're very close, man. She should know everything.
I feel like she's PR'd this one. She's been trained to be a friend.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that you guys were going to call me here, so.
No, it wasn't planned.
We just told you that. Just in conversation.
How?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. I'm not going to ask because you're not going to answer me, so I.
But thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Sorry for putting you on the spot, man. Sorry for putting you on the spot.
I have a lot of questions, but you're not going to answer me. That's a problem. Out of 10, how much do you think she hates me? I kill your best friend.
She hates you.
Huh?
But she just says the question back and she just sounds surprised.
You see?
What?
You see,
no,
she's
guys, that is how, what? Huh? I'm so confused. Anyway, guys, thanks for coming to Let's Meet here, Shisanyama.
Thank you,
Bali.
She's trained.
Bali's hard. Bali's smart.
No, she's the girl.
She doesn't want trouble. She doesn't want smoke, bro. She's smart.
She's
but moving on.
But yeah, we should get Bobby Cooper, man, to interview her. I don't know what we're going to ask her because there's very less in music to ask.
I think there's a lot to ask, man.
I think more to ask would probably will be her relationship more than her career.
She's been neglecting her career, bro, over the man.
Huh?
She's been neglecting herself and she's playing Makoti there. She's really playing house, I gotta take my focus.
So now she you think now the music.
No, now I heard that she's been cooking and she's gonna try come back, but she's more focused on the relationship more than anything. That's what people are saying in the streets now. Actually.
And that's such a hand thing to do, bro. No, when girls get comfortable, like we just naturally end up submitting.
Yeah,
like,
but I think she makes a good wife, man. It strikes me as someone who'll make a good wife. More than a musician. I could be wrong.
No, I think she should put her career first.
You know what, I think
Altino's calling back.
Is it calling? No. Guys, no, the action inspired me right now. I'm going to do something completely different, but I think for today's big debate, let's speak about this. Do you guys feel like it's wise for Amapiano artists to make their relationship public? Do you think it's a good idea if they are dating?
That was a good connection, eh?
Hey, yeah, bro. Like, you see how you did it? Hey,
it kind of made sense.
I'm so man. So you just picked that out.
What do you guys think? Because now I'm hearing your opinions here of thinking that, you know, Babi's clearly... she's not maybe not focused on her career as much as she can be. Do you guys think it's wise for people to be dating and making it public?
I think yeah, man. Why not do it, bro?
So you do think it's wise?
I think it's dope, man. I think it's okay. It comes with being an artist. I mean, as an artist, it's more than just about the music. It's more about your personal life. I mean, I feel like people will still love you more. You'll get more followers. You'll get more fans that love your relationship more than they love your music. They'll just love you for the fact that you were dating their favorite influencer or their favorite whatever. Do you understand? So it does boil down to the music, and you still become relevant. It keeps you relevant. You know, it keeps you in the tabloids. It gets people talking about you, you know. But also it depends on your personality, on who you are, you know. If you look at a relationship, the ex one, DJ Maporisa and Tuli Pongola, that I feel like that was properly structured, you know.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it was dope, man. It was dope for the public. It was very interesting, man. You know, the BBLs, the yellow bone girl with the dark skinned nigga, you know, Kamkaba. You know, it was just fun. It was just a fun thing to watch, man. And obviously.
People were speaking about
them. Yeah, it was just in the top when she was buying cars. They were like, yo, Pori has so much money. You know, you can see a nigga's money through this guy. You understand? So we could measure certain things by what he was doing. So it was just more than about the music, you know? If you look at, Fuka and Bobby aren't really out there like that. But, I mean, the people that know do know. You know, she posts videos of herself, like, in an apron. You know, it's like, down to earth. It's very relatable. But you know, I'm dating like you guys. I'm going through it now. I'm going through a breakup. You know, I'm going through a breakup. I'm vulnerable. As much as I'm an artist, and I'm putting it out there. It's good, man. You know, it doesn't make you a robot. It doesn't really exclude you from the public like that.
For your brand, do you think it's good?
Yeah, man. Come on, bro. It sells, bro. Look at it. It sells. Like being a, I think you should know, bro.
Yeah.
You should Netflix star. Come on. You should know that, you know, when you... with your partner, the content gets exposed more. People eat it up. People will definitely eat up the music. When there's like Baba Lo M and thing, what did you do when they were breaking up?
Yeah.
Do you understand? We were talking about them like nobody's business.
And we were.
It was crazy, bro. And it translates into the music, like the stories they tell. You know,
and now you're gonna listen because
you understand. Because you're trying to, you understand. And then we'll break down that song and be like, "Yo, bro, she's still going through it. She said this in the song. She said this."
And it's like,
do you understand?
Yeah,
man. I think you should put it out there. You
so
should
if
put
you
it
didn't
out there.
Do it.
Whether you're a lesbian or not, whether you're straight or not, just do it. Go with it, bro. Just go with it.
Sviso, do you think it's wise for these artists to be doing that?
It's good until shit hits the fan. Because when shit hits the fan, both of you go down. So I wouldn't advise any of artists I know to have a public relationship. I'm a piano artist. I wouldn't, because that means that you're putting your career in someone else's hands.
I like that.
So I wouldn't, and as far as I know, it didn't work for a lot of people in Amapiano. I don't have good examples on Amapiano. Pori's career almost ended with the whole Thuli thing. So it's not a good example. He just mentioned Pabi Cooper now decided to focus on the pots and the cleaning the house. You just mentioned. You see, so we lost another artist. So we don't know if the boyfriend is like, now you must be a housewife. Leave this thing of music thing. I'll deal with it. And fans just lost an idol or whatever it is. I don't think it works. To an extent, when Taliwanga was dating one of the TXC girls, they had to come out late and say, they're no longer dating. You understand? Can't is a lie. You see? So it doesn't work, because if Munak and I are dating, even just like this, work together. A simple example, we had a little issue the other week. If we were not adults enough to sit down and talk, the whole podcast was fucked up, was messed up.
Then now people want to leave. Like,
you understand what I'm saying?
No, man. I don't,
but let me finish.
You're reaching. You're taking it too far.
Take it. Talk it.
Man. You're taking it too far. I feel like, man, we're both public figures. So we know to what extent we should go. Because we're both trying to protect our images. We're not that dumb. We're not that naive. That's why there's a reason we have managers. Did you understand? It's good. They can just easily PR it. Do you understand? And show people what people need to see. What they want people to see, exactly.
So you're saying whether it's fake or real, you should do it, bro.
This thing is beyond the music, man.
I think that thing is overrated, man.
You need to be able to live beyond the music.
I don't agree with you.
People that are just musicians are easily forgotten.
I don't agree with you. I think it's overrated.
I'm hearing that, Chance.
I really think it's overrated to use your relationship to...
Look, for example...
Just let him finish, yeah?
Look at...
It's overrated to use your relationship to sell music or to build your brand. It's way overrated. It doesn't work. People can see through you to an extent where some people now had to now start faking it. And also, like, for instance, I want to give an example. I know I'm going to get... she's going to hate me for that. But I just want to give an example. If you are just a wife, right? Why, I'm not going to mention a name. What's the reason why I would put someone with a phone there and then me come give you a food? Or Munaka, you must go give food your boyfriend and send that stuff to social media. It should be internal. It's your own thing in a few minutes. Do you understand what I'm saying? It should be your own thing if you mean it. So the minute you do that and someone is shooting and you wanted us to see that, you're already PRing your relationship. Makes me ask question. Yeah, there's a problem here. And when you start posting everything about your relationship, for me, as someone who's married, I'm like, this relationship is not as good as it looks.
Bro, do you know how...
You understand what I'm saying? So if one of you go and do something wrong... let's say if the husband is seen chatting with girls in the club, that thing comes to your brand immediately.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? Immediately, there's no escaping it. So if you guys are married, it's better. But if you're not married, it just makes it dangerous because now he might wake up in the morning with a rape allegation and in a Yagui brand, Yahamba, you know, in Zanga Nix Buslelinzi. You get what I mean?
No.
I don't agree with it.
No, bro. I don't agree with it. You don't carry someone's rape. You don't carry someone. Remember, no, you don't.
I think what Fiso's saying is that thing of like, dude, like,
it's an example I'm using.
Whatever you do, like, our brands do rely on each other at some point. So
exactly.
Anything better,
you can't flourish on your own anymore.
Dude, if I make a bad song, if Fuka makes a bad song, how does that reflect on Bobby Cooper?
If Fuka gets a random allegation,
do you know how beautiful it is, bro?
On her.
Do you know how beautiful
it is? The thing is, once you put your relationship, it's no longer about the music anymore. And there's no way both of you will thrive.
No.
There's no way. One brand can come and support the other and the other can flourish.
Okay, and then what about Baba Loa and Kevin Momo? Didn't they both thrive? Did they not both thrive?
But he's way bigger than her, in my opinion.
Did they not both thrive?
Are they on the same level?
No, but obviously the one has to be bigger than the other one.
So I'm
right. That's normal. You can never be on the same level, bro.
But
I just wanted to say this, man. Do you know how beautiful it is, bro, to see someone's woman preview their music before it actually goes out? It's not even promotion, they're just doing it. And everybody's like, yo, Kevin Momo's unreleased songs, you so like, you get to listen to them first. And everybody falls in love with the song before it even drops.
Right.
That's what Raquel did with Aries, with some songs. We heard them on like an Instagram story or like in our vlogs or whatever. Like, yo, we can't wait until that's released. Because somebody was asking this, I saw this on Twitter, né? Somebody was like, I need piano artists to promote their music beyond TikTok before release dates. It builds so much anticipation and excitement.
Right.
Because right now we just rely on like public stance and like TikTok. He just talk about this. Hey, I'm releasing an album. But if you just have your girl doing your thing for you, without even pay, just doing it naturally. So you fall in love with it, bro, because it's so authentic. Do you understand how relationships work?
Can't you pay someone to do that?
What do you mean?
You could pay someone. I could pay another influencer to say, dude, please play this song every day.
No,
make it
but
natural.
It's not the same if we know that you are Tahi's girl.
But if I know, if they know that you and I are friends,
if we're like in studio together, like if we're in studio together, we make a love song, it's going to sell even more.
Yeah,
that's
true.
There's more money to make with couples than solo artists. You'll make more money as a couple. You're bound to, bro. And you are loved more by the public.
I don't agree with you. It's not safe if you're an artist for me personally to go publicize your relationship with another artist. Do you understand? My problem is with another artist. Mm. Because now, for instance, let me give you another example.
No, I feel like, you know, he's had a bad experience with unprofessionalism when it comes to relationships because of what Nkosi Zana and Setil went through. Because he was deep in it. He saw everything. Mm. That's why he's so against it. That was just, I feel like that was just, sorry. Sorry.
But now you can also see the negative side of this is what can happen.
I don't think it's that bad.
I'm going to give you an example.
Just give me professional.
I'm going to give you an example of a friend of former piano. I'm going to go to play Coffin by the end. The reason why I'm mentioning them is because you are going into this public relationship with a female at the end of the day. You must remember, before Munaka is an artist, she's a female. Emotions are on another level, and you can't teach them how to love. You can't teach them how to manifest love. You can't. If they in love, they in love, dog. They don't act, these people. They don't know how to act and keep, okay, oh, we're in public now. I'm not supposed to touch his head or his neck. They don't know how to do that. If you say, ah, it's not a secret, let's go. Woman, go full on. You as a man, however, you might just be able to. Yeah. But when shit hits the fan, woman will start telling you, you don't buy electricity. You understand? You don't take care of the kids. You understand? And we look at you and be like, bro. This was just an example. No offense to the crude man. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to say is it doesn't work. I don't have a good example on Amapiano I can take home.
Mm. I feel like the best one we've had is Babalo and Calvin.
It's not a good example.
Those ones are very professional.
The reason why I say you do, it's not is because you don't know half of it and I know half
but
of it.
But it's not in the public eye. That's what I'm saying is professional.
It's not professional.
But it's not. We don't know about it.
It's good to me and I'm not in their relationship. But I know everything that happened inside.
Except, but you're closer to the people that's close to them. It's not in the public. I don't know.
So imagine if I came and I said those things that actually really happened.
See, so again.
Huh?
What did you say there?
No, I can't do that to Kevin Momo.
Bro.
I can't.
I'm still saying there's more to benefit with relationships.
Okay.
Online.
It doesn't work.
Celebrities, it works.
You say it works, you say it does not work.
I mean, it's done wonders, bro. Just keep it professional.
It doesn't work.
Let's have the team vote.
My girlfriend was at home with her, nah? And then someone came knocking at the door, another girl. I went, I heard the knock.
Yeah.
And someone was like, something in me was like, don't go open. And I just went. I opened, that girl dragged me out and she saw that. She saw my thing. And she's like, who's that? I was like, it's this person. And then I told her, I spoke to her. I was like, dude, me and you are done, whatever. You need to leave. You need to leave.
It's as a player. Yeah.
Obviously, like, bro, it was a whole caucus in my complex. The neighbors came out. It was just a mess. Né? But eventually I went to the security. I was like, how did this person get in? How did she get in here? She needs to leave. And then she left. Né? And then I went back into the house. Mm-hmm. And then my girlfriend was like, my nigga, if you're going to do these things, you need to keep it professional.
Oh.
If you don't know how, tell me and I will teach you. You must be with people
this
that know.
Babe.
No, she was like, you must be with people that know how to keep things professional. Do you understand the type of people you need to have?
Yeah.
Otherwise, she could have ran to social media and be like, yo, animals, what are you doing? So. But that was just a made-up story. I'm playing. Did you understand?
We're lying.
You understand?
It's the truth.
But I get still, what you're saying.
Still, I still go to the point that before the artists, these people are women.
They're still people,
and
yeah.
Their intuition work the same way, dog. If a Babalwa M comes home and find a woman in her bed, it's not going to be... You can't contain that shit. I kid you not. You cannot contain that shit, but when it's a random girl, beautiful girl with 36 followers, you might get away with it.
Because no one knows.
You understand what I'm saying? A random girl with 36 followers, I got a man that must slow munch. You might get away with it.
No way, bro.
I kid you not.
That's
why I say you might.
I hear it.
Not always.
Guys, let's vote and see which one makes the better argument. Tabang? Because both sides are very valid. I won't lie. I hear both completely.
I think for me, I have to go with keep it professional.
Keep it professional.
Industry
and
hard.
You make more money this side.
Do you have an example of Amapiano artist? Because now I need to start checking your votes, you guys. I need to start checking their votes. So now...
No, but...
No, bro.
Wait, don't
I'm
do that.
And
that's
I'm
fine.
Than you.
Spiso, wait. You were basically disputing my examples. You couldn't properly give me examples of people that didn't really work.
You couldn't give me a single one.
Don't question them.
You couldn't give me a single one.
You could have questioned me during the debate. Let's let the guys vote.
Nah,
is that
bro.
Fine? Is it fine if you do that?
Give me a couple kuma piano that successfully did it.
I'm gonna vote.
Okay,
Dan,
cool.
It's fine.
I'm not gonna do your drive show. I'm not.
Nah, bro. Wait.
By the way, he's got a dope show. He's got a dope show, and I'd like to ding him. Let's go to Dog Show.
Shout out to Tamam, bro.
I'd like to come drive. That's a dope initiative, bro. Dog. Shout out to you, dog.
I always watch it. Shows up. He knows.
I love it. For
but
you.
Don't worry about that Mercedes Benz. It's outdated anyway. Wait for my 7.5, my nigga.
I'm so
don't worry about that.
Spire. Tahi, what? Tato. Dudu?
Why Tato? Why? Keep what do you mean private? Kuluma pal. Yeah, that's why I need to start checking these niggas out. Kuluma, why private? Explain.
To me, what Tahi said makes sense. That's all I can say. To me, it makes sense what Tahi said.
Do you have an example?
I can't think of one, but what?
Because it doesn't exist.
What doesn't exist, bro?
An example of a mapiano artist that did it successfully.
Let's Pella, can we?
Let's move. Dudu? So you.
Abaya funana, I was a sibo nilenda baya.
Tipla? Really? Okay. Wow.
No, but this guy's not part of the team.
You literally picked
the team. Who's he?
Who is he? Who's
what do you mean? Why are you here? How did you get here?
Oh, this is the guy that only smokes our two fear without buying. Two so. Since when did you start voting?
No, you're literally the tie break. Spiso. Wow. Oh my gosh. Spiso,
why? Where are you going with?
I'm going to be very honest. Ne? I'm with Tahi. Like, your points are so valid, but dude, ne? A relationship will always sell way more than an individual. And in Mzanzi, we're obsessed with Mjolo. We're obsessed.
Bro,
so the couple will always
I think win. The ones that you fake work better, you know that.
No, bro. Yeah. In all honesty, bro, yeah. Let me tell you.
The ones that you fake, you make them. You even make money with them.
Facts.
In all honesty, ne? Let me tell you, bro.
The fake ones, listen. Mm? The fake ones
will make
work.
Money. Yes.
The real ones, when a woman is involved.
Yeah.
Involved.
Yeah, no.
Involved. And when a woman hears, I saw Tahi. They say Tahi fucked Smangma. She start thinking on how you touch the girl and whatever. What?
I'm with you. If it's fake, it's most likely going to work.
I get you.
The fake ones work, dog. Woman, the fake one work, dog. That's why Munaka ones work.
What was I saying?
No.
I'm now lost.
No, what did you want to say?
I forgot.
You won.
I know you won, but there was something I wanted to say. Oh, bro, people in South Africa, as much as they care about the content, they care about the drama, dog.
Absolutely.
They're more interested in the drama around you.
Yeah, bring us
you understand?
Fight.
Obviously, yes, they'll be good at your craft, but we want the other things that come. Who's this guy?
Like want when the life
like
parts.
When people meet me in the streets, they feel like they know me because I put so much of my personality out there. Mm. Do you understand?
But on your own, you have never posted your girl.
That I will never do.
Why?
I don't want to expose her. I don't want her to be in the. I don't want her to get hateful comments. I like her going to work every day and enjoying her life.
You see
privately,
how it's
so.
Working. You
I don't,
see how
I don't
it's
want
working
unnecessary
for you.
Stuff. Eh?
You see how it's working.
I'm
for
not
you.
Just saying I don't want unnecessary stuff, but it's good to do it. If me and an influencer were like, let's get in a relationship, let's just play along, like it's real. Well, I can do that.
You see, like I said, no, the fake ones.
You're right. But if
because there's no emotions
if
involved.
If I was to date an influencer, then yeah. We do it.
So
somebody who's already in the public eye.
So understand.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you
still
want.
No, so I have a question.
Huh?
Before you answer me, I'm going to ask you, ne? Because it's someone you like. Okay. So as Bruce, anyone can help. Is it, let's say I was dating Munak,
okay.
Yeah? And Munak and I don't work out, right? As a man, do I downgrade and get a girl lesser than Munak? As an artist and tech?
Am I an artist?
Yeah. You in the public eye.
Okay.
Right? And our relationship, exactly. Our relationship was very well known.
Yes.
Right? And now we're separated. And then I downgrade instead of getting a girl hotter than you or better than you. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm understanding.
Ne?
Yes.
And you go and get like a fucking nice gentleman, not in a public eye, and I am still forcing that I'm still doing better than you on social media.
Mm.
When in the real life, you actually doing better with that brew and I downgrade it.
Mm.
Which one do you go with?
No, but you see, nah, honestly, nah. I understand what you're saying, but I would like to know who you're talking about. I don't care about
that. Once I tell you, and then you're not going to be able to give me the answer that I want. So I want you to give me the answer.
No, I'll give you the answer based on the fact that you're telling me that I'll know if it's fact or not. I'll make my judgment that this person downgraded for real. I can't make facts. I can't make a conclusion off of speculation.
Okay, this guy. Okay, I'm gonna mention it. It's a friend of Amapian.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He's gonna come for me.
Yeah.
Alakai.
Caesar.
Yeah.
with this girl, with Gigi LaMaine. Who did he downgrade from?
Gigi LaMaine.
What? Lute Love.
What?
So he downgraded
from Lute Love.
Ah, bro, what are you talking about? Come on, what are you talking about?
Don't do it.
No, but reason is not friends of Amapiano. Reason is Amapiano.
So we have the right to talk about him.
Of course.
Yeah. So do you think he downgraded?
Well, from Lute Love to Gigi LaMaine. Paga Maneo. Managa, what do you think?
Dude, one, to be honest, I don't know who Root Love is. I know Gigi LaMaine.
You don't know Root Love?
I don't even know Root Love. He's a soccer player.
You don't know?
That's a lie. No, I don't.
But you know Cissé Alakai, and you know Reason?
Yes, Reason I know. Yeah. Reason I know.
You know Gigi LaMaine?
Yeah, I know Gigi LaMaine.
But do you think they're compatible?
But she's hip hop. But also,
I mean, do you think they?
I don't know. I just don't see it. I'm shocked. Like I don't see it. Like I'm. Are they dating now?
Yeah.
Like fully fledged relationship.
So yeah.
No, I don't see it, dude. It's not for me.
I'll be chill, Oshapuka
vibe. Oshapuka vibe.
I told you he's not gonna speak once I say the name.
In terms of
speak your mind.
No, in terms of standard, nah.
I just can't see them.
I feel like it's dropped a bit because Love is that.
A bit, bro. A bit!
I mean, Gigi's also got a personality.
Wait,
bro.
He dropped a bit.
Yeah, a bit. I want to say fully. I mean, Lute Love is just a powerhouse, bro. She's a super mom. She's a super woman. She's that person in the industry, you know? She's that somebody. She's not a pushover. Not that I'm saying Gigi's a pushover, but...
But I feel like it's a big difference.
Yo, bro.
Bro.
Massive difference.
Nah, not a bro, massive, but I mean, in this industry, but like...
Bro, like, and also, I love Reason, bro. You got my number.
Yeah, what Reason? Hey, but we are shy on a lawyer, mate.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that?
Okay,
guys, Tafi, please lead us there with.
I'm going to do events and new releases.
Yeah. What's this? It's busy. It's busy.
Seeing Bali. Bali's dope, man.
Now she's so cool. Yeah,
bro.
What's up?
Like, have you ever asked yourself, like, you know the songs that you know, the Amapiano DJs play?
Okay.
Like, they never release them. Most of them are never released, especially the ones without vocals. Unreleased
music.
Do you ask yourself, like, who makes those songs?
Yeah, who makes those songs?
Who makes those songs? The songs that DJs play at Groove, the ones that we don't know.
The one that is just beats.
The ones where we're like, hey, this one, gets bigger, and then you Shazam it, and you can't even find it. Who makes those kind of songs?
Mostly the ghost producers. So the ones that are playing, they're still test driving it. If they see the reaction, and then they go buy it, or they bought it already, they're just test driving it.
Oh, yeah.
The Justice
Try it out a couple of times.
Bro, there's like a lot of dope producers, dog. Like, bro, if we had the powers as Piano Pals to put on the ghost producers, we would have a much better Amapiano space in South Africa right now.
I mean, we have the power to do it now. And honestly, I just learned about this guy called Soulful Prince.
Soulful Prince.
Soulful Prince, right? He makes that type of music. Like, it's music you wouldn't, like, just... here randomly, unless you're like really, really tapped in, right? So he's got two projects out that he released last year. Nah? The one that I'm listening to currently is called sorry. That's the name of the project, actually.
Oh, that's
the project is called Soulful Prince 2.0, right?
What's
his name is Ebebe. It's Ebebe Moroke.
Okay,
right. I learned about him like just last week. So I've been playing him, yeah? Are you shocked? Yeah, I didn't know of him, bro.
Now told him.
No, I didn't tell him about the artist.
Now's not here.
So Tabeba is really dope, man. So I'm trying to give him an ear. You know, it's really good, dope music, you know. Yeah. But the project that I keep going back to, and people are not giving it enough attention, Gela Maestro El. It's super dope, bro. Okay. People need to go and actually listen to that project, bro. It is so good. It's called Yiningat.
You feel like it was not given the attention it deserves.
Bro, like Trevor Scott, who's this guy? What's his name? Scott Mapuma.
Yes.
Bro, he's on that project. Trevor Scott. Killing it. He's doing so well alongside Cowboy. You understand? They're doing a very good job. And also, the artist I also want to talk about is Enko B.
Okay.
No, Enko B?
Enko B.
Bianca.
Speak to us. Yes.
Do you know her?
Continue.
Bro, I think I'd put in a league with Success, nah? Because they play like similar music. They're okay. Really dope. They play Speak Out. They really, they good DJs. And
Success is so good, bro.
They good, she's, good DJs, is right?
You know Success.
But yeah, I know Success. You like her as well. I'm trying to look for something. I'm not nah, doing
but also, yeah. If you look at, because I was talking to Neo, I was talking to Neo about Enko B. He was like, yo, that girl is going to be so good this year. She's probably going to go international. Her branding is even better, right? So I'm looking at her as somebody like a Judy J.
Okay.
You know, Judy J. You don't look at Judy J as like a baddie or like somebody you'd, you know, these girls that walk into the studio and you're like, yo, this girl is beautiful. But you, with Enko B, you look at her as this person is an artist. Mm, she can make it. She's a very, very good DJ. And she's still young, you know. She's on her grind. So people really need to look out for her and actually start booking her. She doesn't have a lot of music out, but she's a very, very good DJ. Mm. Do you understand? I mean, we've seen a lot of camps that's been happening in January, but people haven't really been releasing music. You know?
I'm just waiting, dude.
I've also been waiting.
It's been quiet. In terms of the music side.
So in terms of the songs that's doing well, it's similar to the songs I did last week already, right? But I'm getting a lot of followers from these Abos Groove.
People are following you.
Yeah. Like, I also got a follow from Maestro. Not that I'm for it,
no,
but like...
No, but it's just like...
So
yeah.
Excited.
No, not that
no,
I'm
you
excited.
Can see the
no, the Enko B's and stuff like... Because now I'm following the culture, you know, and I'm talking about them now. Good. So it's easy for me to like relate and see what they're up doing. To and talk about them, you know? Good. So I want to tap into the guys in the hood. And also, I saw this tweet where somebody was like, there's this club. No, it was actually a podcast that I watched. They were talking about a club. They said it's somewhere in the East. Nah? So as a DJ, if you play a song that they know, they take you off the decks. I don't know how true that is.
Let's go. Where's this place?
If you play
the place,
a song that they know,
they take you off.
They take you off.
So it's just exclusives. That's
it. It's just like straight up exclusives, bro. So you like go into the studio, make songs, and then you go there with the USB and you're like...
But guys, also the whole night of exclusives.
Do you understand? So if you play a song that they know, they take you off the decks. But I think that's cap. I think they just reach it. You know? But
they might do. Ekas, is it the cast?
Yeah, it's in the car.
Ah, then you can't doubt it. Because they don't have time to play. They don't have time to play. Even SNK, is it SNK?
Yeah, SNK.
Yeah, they don't like that shit though. When you play songs they know, they also don't like it.
No, I think they said it in Soweto, not the East. In Soweto.
That could be SNK.
SNK plays like mainstream, I'm telling you.
It should, bro. Every place should play.
But they
mainstream.
Do play a lot of exclusives. From the time I went, they played a good mixture.
As we're putting on new kids. I want to put on Linus Ratang. Freshman Mac posted a video of her yesterday, dog. And it's a kid I knew. Mm-hmm. I almost signed this kid. Very talented. Look at her. Like, that kid is very talented.
Yeah.
She was once Makhad's artist. And then...
You know her.
Yeah, I almost got her. And then I don't know who got her now. I think Reason might have signed her. Or in partnership with this other guy. I don't know what's their label. But I think Reason might have signed her. Dope artist. It is from Botswana. She's really dope. Bro, I'm falling in love with the new kids. Zetu. Oskidu's been pushing Zetu.
Who's Zetu?
Dog. I just saw a video of her yesterday at T-Man's statuses. It turns out I used to chat with her, but I never took her like that serious. Mm-hmm. And yesterday T-Man posted. I'm like, what the fuck is this kid? And it's like Zetu. I'm like, whoa. I went to check her out. And then she WhatsApped me. She said, I have his number. She WhatsApped me. I'm like, no, we need to do studio. So shout out to the new kids. Guys, I think we need to have a segment where we just put on new kids.
I'm with you.
Every week.
But we do have a segment where we scout like new talent. I mean, I always speak about
you
new
do.
People.
I want to. But you can, you guys do.
You know?
Shout out to...
But with events, I know Rick Ross is coming back to South Africa. He's going to be in Durban.
Are you excited?
For the Durban Fest.
Are you going to be there?
In Durban?
Are you going to go?
I'll ask Eva if I can come.
Okay, I'm probably going to be
Eva?
There.
Eva Boss. She's some promoter from Dubai. So they're the ones that are doing the event, I'd like to thank, you know? So with
is
our
it a piano
artists,
thing?
Yeah, no, I mean it's going to be an artist, right?
Who's coming.
They've got Mau.
That's going to be nice.
And Dladlam Shundis, who's obviously a friend of my piano, and everybody else is like Abutira and the Maskandi guys.
It's just music.
Yeah. But I'm going there for the boss, for Rick Ross. Okay. So I'd love to see that. Another one that's happening is Cowboy has been doing these live sessions. I don't know if you guys know of them.
What's the live session speak about them?
Like, he does sessions. Let me just check it out now.
Is he posting on his socials?
Yeah, he's been posting. He's even got an account for them directly, you know? So he's been doing those. I think they call them Cowboy Grooves, right?
Oh, you'll show me after.
They call them Cowboy Grooves. So there's one that's happening on the 21st of March.
Have you watched this yet, Fiso?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's coming on the 1st of March. He's got the likes of Do TRP, Tycoon, Mashudu, Timan Express.
This is a nice lineup.
Yeah, it's a lineup. And he's got Devin Gogo as well. So I think Uncle MC is also there.
So these are live sessions. So we can go there physically. Is it like an event? Like he's going to sell tickets?
Yeah, it's an event. They sell tickets. There's general tickets and stuff like that. Okay. So they're also in partnership with Freshman Mag and Legends Barber. So I think that's a good step for him. That's a good move for him.
That's good.
Know?
Shout out to Cowboy.
Jay-Z is also going to be there.
Are you excited?
Of course. Of course, bro.
Are you going in?
Definitely.
Let's go, my boy.
I think I'm going to text them and ask him for access. And also, Musa Keys also has an event that he's doing. This one is called And I'm a Piano Special Feature, Musa Keys, right? It is in Washington, D.C.
Oh, so he's doing an international?
Yeah, wow. He's going to be out. This is happening this Saturday, actually, on the day of your birthday, the 15th.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for Mahu's invite.
To what?
To an event. I think it's on the 10th of March or 1st of March.
So Mahu's doing an event?
Mahu's doing an event. We spoke about it sometime.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's been posting about it.
So
yeah,
it's on the 10th of March.
I want to check the date.
Do you have a post? It's really dope, man.
I think it's dope. But honestly, please tell.
Secret Garden or something like that.
Secret Garden. Who's in Durban? Is it happening in Durban? Eden. Is it happening in Eden in Durban?
Is it in Durban?
Yeah, it should be in Durban. That's what I saw.
Do you guys know who's going to be at the event? Who's going to be performing?
Rich Mona Lisa.
Hey, are you checking out?
Okay. Yeah.
There.
So it's happening on the 1st of March.
On the 1st of March.
There's so many things happening on the 1st of March.
She hasn't sent me an invite. I want one.
She's going to have a live band. That's really dope. It's called Secret Garden with Mahu.
She's doing hip-hop and rap.
So that's Devin.
The lineup is crazy. And it's got a lot of females. This looks so good, bro.
That's Devin.
Yeah, I think, where is it? No, it's Blue Hills Midrand.
Yeah, it's in Midrand.
Yeah, it's at a restaurant.
It's in Midrand.
Yeah.
She's got her lineup is
nice.
She's even got Calvin Momo on lock, bro. She's got Calvin Momo on lock.
I'm seeing rappers too.
What? Is it hard to get Calvin Momo? Is it hard?
Momo? It's hard to get Calvin Momo.
Have you tried to book him before?
What do you mean?
We haven't had Calvin Momo at La Youthi. We haven't had Calvin Momo.
Is it like a money thing or it just like doesn't take certain bookings?
Bro, you know, somebody was telling me, I think it was Judy J told my friend that, if we don't book Calvin Momo now for Makarapa Day, which is happening on the 28th of December, we're not going to get him. If we don't book him but before like June.
Like months in advance.
Yeah, then we might not get him for December. Wait, bro, how often do you see him play? Oh. Unless if it's at Makubenjalo or like Piano Hub, Calvin Momo. You barely see him anyway, bro. He's hard to find.
So you don't think he gets that
he
much?
I don't think he goes to propaganda anymore because I think he has a thing with who knows. Why are you laughing?
Bring it up. What's the issue there with who knows?
No, I think they
let me call who knows.
They just had a quarrel. I call him. He's been wanting to talk about it.
They had a
call
quarrel.
Call him, bro.
I think they had a quarrel with who knows. Who knows?
He doesn't go to.
A lot of artists, even Lady Du had a quarrel with who knows, the propaganda.
So is he the issue?
Yeah?
Is he the issue?
Lady Du, I don't know. Lady Du, I might know.
Calvin Momo is like, obviously, he's him, bro.
He is him.
Do you understand? So I feel like he picks where to go, where not to go. He's not the guy you negotiate with.
Yeah, he's not chasing gigs.
Do you understand?
Mm. I don't think it's that. I think he knows where his crowd is at. Mm. Because why else wouldn't you want to take money?
No, but he's actually going to propaganda for Aries' event. He's going to be there. It's going to be a propaganda. I'm wrong then. Hopefully they fix their stuff with who knows.
Who knows?
Yeah.
How's it?
Sure. What's up?
What do I do? I'm good.
I'm not.
Listen, Petu, you are live on the podcast, eh?
Sure.
Yeah, Munaga is here, Tak is here, and these roadkill boys are here in front of me. Bro, I heard you have a quarrel who's this guy? With Calvin Mom. What's the story there?
No, I don't. What happened is the former guy who used to work for me wrote something on our Instagram page.
Who is that? Tando?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because of the boys, there's these boys, man, Nevaspanalena, they are very unprofessional. So we can't get hold of Calvin Momo. And Calvin Momo is a big brand. But we were struggling to get hold of him. And I'm sure it's not only me as a promoter. So that guy wrote on our page that the management is unprofessional. So it was not me or propaganda, but I called him to order.
Oh, it's Tando.
Yeah, it's Tando.
Who else you have a beef with?
Lady Du, Lady Du. Tell him about Lady Du.
You have a beef with Lady Du?
No.
Why are you scared now, my man? I don't know you like this.
We had differences, but we sorted it out.
What were the differences?
You know, after the show, there's misunderstandings and all those things.
Taman.
My man, you're PRing this thing, my man. I don't know you like this. I'm wasting my call here, my man. You must tell me the right thing, my man. What happened?
You want me to fight with this artist, my man?
Nah, I don't know when I fight with you, my man. It's a safe space. We'll protect you.
No, my brother. Hey. I'm already in problem.
You're already in trouble. Shout out to Nos. Love you big time, bro.
Hola.
What's
up? Who knows is my dog? I don't know if he still stays in my complex. I don't know if he moved out or not. But we, like, stay in the same complex, right? He's a very good guy. But he told me about the differences he's had with Kelvin Momo and Lady Du. Right? Because he books a lot of artists. They've got a big venue. Propaganda's big.
Are you going to tell us? I don't think you
When you told me part of it, what Lady Du is more about the money. Like, she had an event there and it was so full. Apparently, the money she got wasn't what she was expecting.
Okay.
Yeah. And with Kelvin Momo, I don't know what happened. But it's just hard to book him. It's not easy to book him. Mm. You know? So, yeah, man. That's basically it. What are we looking forward to for your birthday? Before we wrap up?
Guys, I'm having a massive house party. It's going to shake. I don't think you understand. But guys, we're all going to dress sexy. These guys are going to be naked. Yeah! It's going to be lit. He's going to come wearing his hot
pants. I think I'm going to be traumatized. I'm not looking to see Tari naked. But
he's going to come there.
He's going to
come with the stretch marks. Sakhino, I love you. But guys, it's gonna be lit.
Oh, it's me with stretch marks. Me.
No, you don't have.
Who has it?
Do you have stretch marks?
No, fuck no. Who
you
has?
You don't have. Taki has.
Ask her how she saw them. Ask her how she saw them.
Because you showed me.
What way?
Guys, Taki showed me stretch marks. I also have stretch marks. We're together. But yeah, guys, thank you for watching today's episode. As you guys can see, we're happy again. The energy is back. We're gonna give you guys good shows every week. And we love you all. We'll see you guys next week. Ne? You want to say something?
Bro, when do we ever say, what's this thing on YouTube?
Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Like, what you say? How is it?
You know, I used to say it, man. I used to say it and then you told me not to say it.
Say it.
Do you want me to say
okay,
it?
Like,
say,
comment, share, subscribe.
Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Okay, yeah. Like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, those time you're like, I hate when people say it. And I was like, ish, okay, let me try something you found, sure. So let's say it all together. One, two, one, two.
Like, comment, share, subscribe.
Please.
Bye.
Misfele kuipi, khaba wonge balizwi, bugi chila spachi menze, sekai bise boye, ikamuma dibuse, nomtanu vuli seke, bugi chila spachi menze.